Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Just grateful to have you here, and happy Valentine's Day to all of you. I hope you are experiencing the love of God in really profound ways. And I know that those of you who are battling difficult relationships right now, my heart is heavy for you, but I just know that the Lord loves you so much, and He will be the one who picks up the pieces, and He is the one who holds everything together. And so that's my prayer for you today, that you would know that He is for you, not against you. His love is everlasting, and He cares for you. All right, we're in Proverbs 27, verses 15 through 27 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. A continual dripping on a rainy day and a contentious wife are alike. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or like grasping oil in his right hand. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friend's countenance. Whoever tends the fig tree shall eat its fruit. He who looks after his master shall be honored. Like water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and a man's eyes are never satisfied. The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is refined by his praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with grain, yet his foolishness will not be removed from him. Know well the state of your flocks and pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does the crown endure to all generations. The hay is removed and the new growth appears. The grasses of the hills are gathered in. The lambs are for your clothing and the goats are the price of a field. There will be plenty of goat's milk for your food, for your family's food, and for the nourishment of your servant girls. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that's an economic thing that's talking about at the end of this, knowing the state of our flocks. And so, Lord, help us today just to kind of take a cursory glance at our finances and the areas of responsibility that you have given us, and help us to tend it well. We want to be good stewards. We want to be good managers of the resources that you've given us. And Lord, for those who are in debt and stressed about it, or they're just dealing with stressful bills that don't seem to end, I pray for provision. I pray for creative ways to meet the ends when the ends don't seem to be met. And I pray, praise you and thank you so much that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God who provides for us. And I do pray that you would provide for my friend today. Lord, help us not to be contentious in our relationships, but instead let us be people who sharpen each other. And I love this translation where it says a man sharpens his friend's countenance or his smile or his face. When we sharpen each other, when we help each other, there is so much joy. And we will not grow, Lord, outside of community. We cannot grow in isolation. We need each other to be able to grow in the sanctification journey. We need each other to become stronger disciples. We need each other because sometimes the rough areas of others sharpen the rough areas of us. And it's those difficult people in our lives that you use to bring us closer to you. And so today, right now, I thank you for those difficult and frustrating relationships in my life because they cause me to turn to you. And Lord, we also thank you for the difficulties, just the plain old circumstances that are hard because they cause us to turn to you. We want to be content with those circumstances that we're in, knowing that you're going to give us the perseverance necessary to make it through to the other side of that trial. So Lord, thank you for doing that. Thank you for this idea of tending and taking care of. Help us to see all of the realm that you have given us, to tend it well, and help us to be content and satisfied with what you've given us. Your word says that a person's eyes are never satisfied. We want to learn the secret of contentment. I've prayed this a couple times this month already, to just look around at what we have, whether it be our relationships or our physical things or our homes or our clothes or whatever it may be, and just say, it's enough. It's enough. And we are grateful for what you have provided. Lord, you are good. You are powerful, and yet you want to dwell with us. The proud you know from afar, but the humble you know up close. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you might exalt us at the proper time. We want to revere you, worship you, sing to you, dance before you, because you are worthy of our worship and our praise. King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you with everything inside of us, I pray. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am super grateful that you have joined us. And thanks to Kathy Howard, who has helped us in sponsoring the podcast. So thank you, Kathy, so much. She has written a book called Deep Rooted, Growing Through the Book of Acts. And you can find out more at kathyhoward.org. Her name starts with a K. So pack your bags and join Kathy for the journey of a lifetime. Together, you'll experience the powerful arrival of the Holy Spirit, witness the birth of the church, and walk the dusty roads alongside those first missionaries as they boldly share the gospel of Jesus with the world. This volume of Deep Rooted, 50 Devotions to the Book of Acts, will show you how to interact and apply scripture, not just read it. These meaty daily devotions use a simple framework designed to help you, and here's four things she's going to help you do. Develop a regular habit of spending quality time in God's Word. Learn how to dig into Scripture on your own, which is super important. Foster a desire to share the gospel with others, because she's walking you through Acts, which is all about sharing the gospel, and depend on the Holy Spirit as you follow Jesus. This is a daily devotional with some meat on its bones. And Kathy Howard, thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. And again, her website is kathyhoward.org. Have a great day. And Kathy, thanks so much for sponsoring the show.